Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen from the studios of 550K Fire in Bismarck through KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, and, of course, booming to the Bakken, KTGO 1090, as well as KLTC. This is the program we call What's On Your Mind. We pride ourselves in getting you answers to questions and bringing you newsmakers firsthand so we can facilitate this Northern Plains conversation day in and day out on the program. We titled the name of the program, What's On Your Mind, because we really want to get to those issues day in and day out, know exactly what you're thinking, what answers you want, and throw out that phone number in a sincere request several times an hour to let you know you're an important part of this program. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One of the ways we get you those answers is by bringing newsmakers here, and Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, regular guest of ours, and like Congressman Kramer and other elected leaders, one of those, in this case, industry leaders that is willing to come on and answer questions about an industry that's, in the news nonstop, constantly, because of the amount of impacts that's happening not only here in North Dakota, but nationwide. North Dakota and its oil and gas production is quite a story. So Ron Ness, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, here again to answer any questions or comments on any and all issues that you have and might have read about, want some additional answers on, whatever it might be. Take advantage of it here today on the program. And a busy month it is for the North Dakota Petroleum Council with next week's Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Next month, a million barrel per day celebration coming up, and, of course, no shortage of the news headlines to tackle as well. So a lot of ground to cover today. Ron Ness, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great. We have been planning for just about 2 years for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and today we have 7 days left, so it's coming fast, and it's going to be a great event, and we certainly hope people across North Dakota will get out and take it in, because there's a lot of information, a lot of business opportunities. It's a business development type event, but it's a lot of work. The Bismarck Civic Center is getting all shined up and prepared, so it's going to be completed to the extent we can use it, and we're ready to roll.
Be fun to do some quick math, napkin math, on the amount of economic impact from that many folks descending upon Bismarck and the region. I mean, you can't find a hotel room, and the restaurants will be full. Just the amount of people participating, it really will become an epicenter of oil and gas discussion, which brings in a whole lot of bucks for, you know, a whole lot of different segments of the economy. The ripple effect, pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is. People come from all over the country and all over the world, and they come as individuals. So that's what's unique, as opposed to a family type event where you can put multiple people in a hotel room. We are searching wide and far for hotel rooms, because that really is the key issue to getting a bigger and bigger crowd. So that's been a challenge, but people are pretty willing to drive in late May in North Dakota. Hopefully, the weather always cooperates. That would be a blessing to have a couple of nice days for the end of May here.
You know, I was chatting with the listeners last hour about an editorial that I read over the weekend in the Bismarck Tribune that had taken a look at fatal traffic statistics and the increase in Northwest North Dakota from, you know, 29% of the fatal crashes in 2008 up to over 53% in 2013. And I thought the editorial did a good job of saying that the bottom line on why this is happening falls on those on the road. And, you know, it's a novel concept these days when something goes wrong or there's a challenge out there, we instantly got to find a sort of a nanosecond, fix and assess blame on a particular situation. More often than not, whether it be the roadways or whether it be the railways or, pick your issue, because of the amount of oil and gas activity, oil gets the blame. And I was refreshed by the fact that, this is sort of a little splash of water in the face to motorists specifically. You got law enforcement saying, hey, we're the reason. Behavior-related. Make better decisions. You know, slow down. Inattentiveness. Disregard for the traffic laws. You know, just, basic, common rules of the road are one way we could fix this. I don't want to necessarily drag you into that particular topic specifically, but more on the bigger picture. I mean, you must feel like, you know, you have a big target on your back leading the North Dakota Petroleum Council, because very often in these cases, the stories don't read like this one did in this editorial, but rather blame oil. I mean, oil, the actual oil gets blamed for everything, doesn't it?
Well, Scott, I would encourage you to spend a lot more time on this issue as we move into the summer months. And this is probably out of all of the issues and all of the good and the challenges and the bad of the Bakken and all of the discussion, this is probably the one that over the past 7 years has kept me awake the most. And what we have done, and we have partnered with the Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol. We have got billboards out there. We have got radio ads. We're going to be doing a TV ad this summer. And it's really about safe driving. Don't pass if you don't have to pass. I had a friend out in Williston who he and his family had essentially taken the pledge not to pass. So I took that pledge, because at the end of the day, you can pass a truck in that hilly type country and you get to where you're going and you're five cars ahead of the three cars you pass. So the key has been the roads out there have gotten substantially safer. Driving out there is not a hazard. Hazardous driving out there is a hazard. And so what's going to happen this summer, we're going to probably see the busiest road construction season they've ever seen in Western North Dakota. Why? Because we've got nearly $1 billion of road funding that's going to go into places. We build bypasses around these communities. And I would encourage you to have the highway commissioner on to talk about all of that road construction, but all of this bad spring weather, of course, is going to compress that road construction season even more, and it is going to be a busy construction season out there. People need to slow down, add some time to your trip, and I think that the locals and the North Dakotans have kind of figured out how to drive in this. Initially, it was a big problem that you know, if you lived out of town, it took you 9 minutes to town, and it took you 13 minutes to town. You weren't happy, so you tried to make it 9. Well, I think that we've just added 10 minutes to our trip, and we have to do that in the city of Bismarck now. It takes you a lot longer to get across Bismarck, but focusing, buckling up, those are the things that I've learned in our discussions with the Highway Patrol, is that people have to use their seatbelts. You know, driving under drugs or alcohol, bad anywhere, anytime, but you do it out in those areas now, and in the potential of running into a truck or getting off the road and hitting a truck or someone else is just so much higher that we have to drive safer. And the other thing that I will say that we have seen over the past year and a half, as you recall, the special session in 2012, they added, I believe, about 7 more highway patrolmen. I believe last session they added another 13 highway patrolmen. That used to be an issue that I heard from the county commissioners and the people out there, that there was nobody out there enforcing the laws. And I'm not hearing that so much anymore. I think that we've got a lot more highway patrol cars, and it was kind of one of those learning curves that we had to go through and get more enforcement. And we support more enforcement. The more the merrier. But that's been a big issue that I think that we've finally gotten there.
But I mean, what I think is worthy of discussion here is, you know, yes, more enforcement, more money, more roads, wider roads, all of that, right? All of which are in the pipeline, so to speak. But we're not talking about a huge number here. We're talking about, you know, more than we'd like, and the percentage is going up, and certainly I'm not dismissing, needs attention. But when you're talking about, you know, in 2013, 133 fatal crashes, 2012, 147, those, you know, relatively speaking to all the amount of traffic going on are low numbers. So when you talk about like a no pass pledge, we can make a dramatic difference here and bringing that number down even further. I mean, again, that's why I applaud the editorial, because it's basically saying, look in the mirror. The burden falls on those on the road. So just little things like the no pass pledge make a huge difference with those small amount of numbers.
Well, Scott, and obviously one is too many, but the numbers are the numbers, and we have to continue to take strides. And it's not just in Western North Dakota; it's across North Dakota. You see accidents happening, and generally speaking, the driver error is the cause of the accident. And if you have your seatbelt on, your chances are just so much better of surviving that type of a crash. So it's something that I think I would encourage you to spend more time on, and I hope others do as well.
We definitely will, because again, I think it's one of just that constant message of reminder of, you know, and a lot of folks are listening while they're driving to just say, do I really need to pass? I mean, it just becomes almost an instinct that, oh, well, I'm going slower than I want, so I'm going to pass. And then, as you say, what do you gain for it? Where do you get to your ultimate destination? So if we just spend, you know, just a tiny amount of time really thinking through those decisions and recognizing these numbers, I think it can make a big difference. So applaud that. When we come back, let's tackle the rail topic a little bit, because that one has been a national story big time. Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, is here. Questions or comments, welcome for Ron at 800-228-0550. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550. Start your day with 4 for $4 from PetroServe USA. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, two cookies, and a fountain pop, just $4. And register weekly, because PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Be one of the 100 winners. Save on 32-ounce Powerade, just 79 cents. Hershey Standard Bars, 69 cents. And 3.25-ounce Jack Link's Jerky, $3.99.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Back on the program, we call What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. When you call, you have two options. You can press 1 and leave a message, or you can press 2 and dialogue with us. And here's a call that came in during the break that said, I tell you what, I'll leave you a message.
May I suggest that every once in a while you give us a little shot at Rodney Dangerfield. Give me a little respect so everybody can remember who's out here driving around that doesn't give anybody respect. Rodney had it right, man. Have a good day.
All right, you want some respect for drivers. Okay, very good. Appreciate that call. 800-228-0550. Ron Ness is with us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. Ron, the U.S. Department of Transportation and its secretary, Mr. Fox, have said shipments of Bakken crude by rail constitute an imminent hazard. And now are requiring that states be informed of how much oil moves through their borders under an emergency order published by the U.S. DOT, citing the pattern of releases and fires involving petroleum crude oil shipments originating from the Bakken in the past year. Secretary Anthony Fox announced railroads will need to provide county-by-county estimates on the number of trains hauling at least a million gallons of North Dakota crude each week. What's your reaction to this?
Well, the other part of that that you didn't read, Scott, is that he also suggested that D-111 rail cars not be used. And I don't know what that means, because that's not what their standard is, and that's, so he's suggesting it. And I don't know what the mix is out there of D-111s versus the higher grade car, but we have been, as you know, we have conducted a we have financed a study of the two of the premier crude oil testing groups in the country. We've done 152 samples across the entire U.S. Bakken, North Dakota, and Montana, with the intent is let's find out exactly what are the characteristics of the Bakken crude oil. And we've just getting that information back now. The tests are all complete. We had a group in Washington a week and a half ago that met with PHMSA and the DOT. We've got them going back there again this week, going to meet with PHMSA and the DOT with the hope is that we will share our data with them. They will share their data with us. And at the end of the day, we will have the scientific data showing what is the volatility of Bakken crude oil. Our belief is that Bakken crude oil isn't any much more hazardous than any of the other hazardous materials that are carried in those same rail cars under the same guidelines. The emergency managers have those requirements, how you manage those hazardous materials. And what we're seeing is kind of an isolation of Bakken crude without the facts. And the key, in our estimation, is much like the issue on the roads. Let's keep the rail cars on the tracks, because I don't know that it matters which of these hazardous materials you have in these rail cars. If you take them off the tracks with that type of force, you're going to have a bad situation. So as you see, over the last decade, there have been 40 ethanol rail car fires. Right now, there's a lot of Bakken crude going on the rails. But as these shale plays develop across the country, you're going to have more non-Bakken shale oil on those rail cars as well. As you have gasoline, as you have diesel fuel, as you have ethanol, as you have all of these other type of commodities, the amount of oil by rail cars has just in the past quarter surpassed the amount of ethanol cars on the rail across America. So the issue really is, what are these steps that we can be taking, whether it's rail inspections, whether it's slowing down the cars, whether it's what are the preventive measures that the rail cars and the rail industry can be taking? Yes, we have to understand the characteristics of the Bakken. But at this point, I don't think any of that data is in. And so they're making some pretty substantial conclusions here without the data, isolating Bakken crude as extremely volatile, when we don't believe that's the case. And we will see what their data shows and what our data shows. But at the end of the day, we have to make sure the emergency people are prepared. We know what the requirements are. We would like to see a Bakken standard. So when you stamp that rail car Bakken, you know that it's Bakken crude, and these are the characteristics of Bakken crude. Today we don't have that. We sell Bakken crude as West Texas Intermediate. We sell it as Louisiana Light. We sell it as some other posting mark. It's just basically a pricing component, but that pricing component tells you the characteristics. So it's time that Bakken has its own characteristic stamp, so you know and you're guaranteed this is Bakken crude. But let's not jump to the conclusion that Bakken is that much more volatile than any other crude oil until the science is all in.
When do you anticipate this partnership of these groups you've hired, you'll have that data?
We're going to have some of the data available at we've got a lot of presentations on this at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We've got a presentation. PHMSA director will be here. Also, Matt Rose, the CEO of BNSF will be here. So, we think it's an all stakeholders type group, because we got to keep the rail car on the tracks. That's, we don't don't have this discussion if the rail car stays on the tracks. B, if it goes off the tracks, now we have to know all the information possible. Again, I would contend that any one of those other commodities goes off that tracks in that type of a situation, you're going to have a similar result. And that's what some of these flammability tests and some of these volatility tests that they're going to be completed will be able to do in PHMSA. PHMSA has gathered that data. They've been out doing their own sampling. We don't think anybody's done a comprehensive sampling from an industry standpoint like what we've hired done here, because usually refiners know what they're buying, but they keep that in-house, so they don't know on a broad scale where you get all of the companies to allow their data to be sampled. So this is a very important issue. As you know, improving rail capacity in North Dakota is a big deal, not only for grain and oil and public transportation as far as Amtrak and those things, but we're seeing that investment by BNSF now, which we haven't seen for decades. But we got to get a better grasp on this whole issue, and we need the facts to do it.
Is it your hope that when you get that data and that information, that this idea that you have to require notification of these communities that the DOT has put out, singling out Bakken crude, will be able to be removed?
Well, I don't know. That's a question for the folks that operate railroads. I don't know what that means to them. But there were other things in there that singled out Bakken as highly volatile, which we don't have the facts to make that determination yet. We think it's premature. But also the suggestion that you don't put this in these cars, but it's a recommendation. I don't know what you do with that as a business. What you do with that as a railroad, what you do with that as a transloader, right? Fortunately, majority of the companies that we represent are using a higher grade car. It's above the regulation standard, but it's the cars that they put in service right away. So, if that's going to be the requirement, then PHMSA should look at that and make a determination, because you create a real gray area when you say, you shouldn't be using that, but it's not in the standard. We recommend you don't use that. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it is odd. And even you could talk about the tanker car itself. I mean, the industry has long said, hey, we need a new standard here so we can eliminate that car. The industry themselves, sort of self-regulating here, hasn't got it from the federal government. So it's almost like the feds are going, oh, let's divert attention from that to something else. John in Minot has a question on Bakken fracking. And we'll do that when we come back with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council after the break. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Before the top of the hour, John and Minot is dropped off. I don't know where he is. He had a call, a question on fracking, and an email is coming with a similar question, so maybe it'll answer John's question. Otherwise, John, call us back. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council taking your calls here today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emailer says, can you ask Ron S. about the EPA starting to regulate fracking fluids? I read something about the EPA getting into regulatory fracking fluids. If it's for real, I would assume it would spell the end of the Bakken boom and death knell for our economy. Guess the Obama administration could not stand to have a prosperous state whose folks would not buy into his brand. Anything new on the EPA regulation of fracking fluids, Ron?
Well, this whole fracking debate really started when the EPA started talking about should the state regulate hydraulic fracturing or should the EPA and the federal government regulate hydraulic fracturing, and that was the initial kind of issue that kind of took off this whole foray of concerns about fracking across the country. And from that discussion, EPA initially came out, and they still to this day will come out and say fracking is safe. We have not seen any incidences in all of the wells that have been fracked across the entire country. We don't have any clear, distinct evidence that shows that fracking has a harmful impact on the environment. I mean, a couple of issues that are whether it was the uphole part of the well casing going through the formation where the regulators should be spending their time or on the surface. But in terms of what's happening in North Dakota, 2 miles beneath the ground, it's not been an issue. So what EPA has proposed, is that they would add some regulations in terms of managing hydraulic fracturing, specifically through BLM. Our concerns have been that, this really has no positive impact on any of the environmental work that these federal agencies do, and they're already overwhelmed and understaffed, and that essentially you're just duplicating what states already do. When you look at who should regulate hydraulic fracturing, it's very evident that states know best. You have to understand the geology in that particular, in our case in the Williston Basin, the geology here is vastly different than it is in Pennsylvania, than it is in Texas, than it is in anywhere else. And if your regulators have to be the experts in both geology and from an engineering standpoint about what works best in your geology and how that well is managed through that fracturing process. The bigger concern that I have is always the well bore integrity. As you drill that well through the freshwater zone, as you manage those water and other things up on the top of the surface in the transportation of those types of things. So I think in this case, EPA hopefully will continue to relinquish their role back to the states. There is some concerns on federal lands, of course, which is a huge issue when you look at the terms of most western states. In North Dakota, it's a huge issue if it's implemented on the reservation, because that's a significant and growing part of our oil and gas activity. About 23 to 25% of the activity in the production today is coming off the three affiliated tribes, and I think the tribe has its own opinion about more federal government intervention in those areas.
To the caller's concern that ultimately the EPA could shut down the industry and put a dent in the economy, obviously any push by the EPA to regulate anything additional than what they're doing right now would be met with you know, legal battles, and you know, we're a long way off from, even if the EPA was able to put through what they wanted in the way of an administrative rule or to battle Congress on it, if you get past a number of roadblocks that would stand in the way of that, if they ultimately even got what they wanted, that still would be litigated. You're not talking about anything imminent that has any way of reducing production at the hands of the EPA, are we?
Scott, I am not fearful that there's a way that EPA can shut down hydraulic fracturing. Essentially, when you shut down hydraulic fracturing today, you shut down our supply of oil and gas. Can you imagine the ramifications on crude oil prices and ultimately gas and diesel prices? You know, the shale revolution is a game changer in America. It is now driving the economy not only in North Dakota region, but when you look at the Eagle Ford, the Niobrara, if you saw the EOG earnings report last week, they've got a new discovery, they think, in the Powder River Basin in Wyoming, utilizing Bakken-type technology. They're the ones that cracked the code in the Bakken in partial North Dakota. They helped crack the code in the Eagle Ford in Texas, and now they're looking at something that they think is substantial in the middle of Wyoming. You're seeing these plays across the country in terms of natural gas supply, all of those things. It is a huge part of our economic fiber today and really driving us towards, I think, not only energy security, but are driving our economy. So I'm not fearful of that, probably as much as some might be. And I think there were some concerns about investors looking at the Bakken at one point, but I hope we're past that, because I just don't think that, I think that the backlash would be, incredible.
Back to the rail topic, and Larry, thanks for the email question. Hope you got your answer there. And the same thing with John and Minot on the phone, who had a question specifically about fracking. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Email, by the way, is studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and the number again, 800-228-0550. The North Dakota Public Service Commission has been talking about whether or not they ought to take legal action on behalf of farmers and grain elevators who allege that railways are favoring oil transportation. I haven't made a decision, but they're talking about it. A number of ag groups have come before them. What's your take on the idea that oil is, and that there may be actually some legal action coming from the North Dakota Public Service Commission on it?
Well, I guess that's up to the Public Service Commission. I'm not one that supports suing somebody every time something goes amiss. We'd have our courts full of all kinds of issues. But when you look at, you know, everybody's somewhat frustrated with the ability to get rail capacity in North Dakota. When you talk about oil, and you go out and you talk to the people who load, transload facilities, we're talking about 600,000 to 700,000 barrels a day out of the state every day by rail. Those rail facility people will tell you we're probably delayed. It probably takes us 50% longer today to get a oil-by-rail train to its destination and back than it did before. Why is that? Well, there's more of everything on the rail cars. You have more bushels of corn than you had of wheat. You have more ethanol moving on the rails. The coal load that used to be diminishing, I understand, is pretty vibrant again. So along with that, we've got a rail system in North Dakota that really hadn't been upgraded for many, many decades. So it's back to that whole transportation issue again. We are now fortunately seeing BNSF and others look at North Dakota and invest back in our rail, because it's obviously become a big part of their business, not only for oil, but for ethanol, for agriculture commodities, for other commodities coming in North Dakota. When you look at oil by rail, you got also have to think about there's pipe, there's lots of other movements that are coming in now. So we hope they upgrade their track, and at the end of the day, we all have a better transportation system. As I've said, my dad ran a grain elevator, and I grew up hearing complaint after complaint. We couldn't get grain cars into our elevator in time to move the grain we had to move. So that's not a new phenomenon for North Dakota. It's something that's been here for a long time, and we just have to get a better rail service.
We've talked to folks on both sides of this argument that oil is somehow getting preference. Some say absolutely not. Just to point out what you do, there's just an inordinate amount of traffic and only so much, so many employees, so many trains, so much track to be able to get it all done. Others are saying, that oil is getting getting the precedent from the industry, from the rail folks. Are they?
You know, that's a question the folks that run the railroads have to answer, Scott. I don't know. I don't track that. It's been a big benefit to their business, certainly having another commodity move on rail. So, that's to some extent, that's kind of how the business world works. You know, you get something surging, you got to put more investment in, and supply and demand, somebody else complains. So what do I do if I want to provide that service? And I invest and I get more trains, and I hope that's what they're doing. And one of the reasons we have Matt Rose coming to our event next week.
Matt Rose, of course, the president and CEO of BNSF Railway, who will be at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference last week. I had a note from last week. I don't remember what day it came in, but it might have been Friday, because we were talking to the folks from the Prairie companies that have started this company in Tioga. First of its kind in North Dakota, liquefied natural gas production happening in Tioga. And someone called specifically about a comment they'd seen from you regarding the fact that this would contribute to the reduction in flaring, and was wondering if it's coming from the Hess plant, whether or not this would mean additional reduction in flaring, or whether or not it's just another use of the flaring that's already happening as a result of the plant. None of us knew the answer. We said we'd pass the question on to you when we had the next chance.
That's actually a great question, and one of the challenges that we're going to have is you develop these natural gas infrastructure and you have these gas plants, there's going to be an export capacity issue because of the volume that these plants are going to be putting out, whether it goes on the rails or whether it goes in a pipeline and you take your ethane up to Alberta, whatever you're going to do with that. So the opportunity in North Dakota for that is really value-added energy. And what the Prairie companies is doing with this particular commodity is they're taking that methane stream off the back end of the Tioga gas plant, which will give them more capacity to bring in that gas, so it doesn't back up the capacity input, which ultimately ends up in a flare. In this case, of course, they're going to make diesel fuel, make the equivalent of diesel fuel with LNG, liquefied natural gas, about 44,000 barrels a day, I believe. And those are the types of value-added energy things that I think we're really going to start seeing, and this is one of the first. The Power Commission through the Department of Commerce has commissioned a study with IHS CERA to look at what are the niche markets both for ethanol in North Dakota and for value-added liquid natural gas. One of the presenters next week at our conference, Don Barry from IHS CERA, will be presenting that report. They're finding some very unique market opportunities, and they're not just little niche market opportunities, because when you have natural gas liquids, you have the feedstock that can make polypropylene, you can make fertilizer, you can make all of those different types of commodities that the world is in high demand of. So that's going to be pretty exciting, I think, as we see, and that'll be a big discussion piece next legislative session, is how do we get that fertilizer plant in Jamestown or Grand Forks or the equivalent of that going across North Dakota.
More with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council after this break. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night. Any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Allowed to complain about the weather today because we could be in Colorado where they have 3 feet of snow. Unbelievable. Not exactly great May weather, but it's not snow, folks. Forecast, rather temps look like this around the region. Bismarck clear in 46, 44 in Minot. Williston is at 47 degrees. Valley City 39. Wahpeton 41. Devil's Lake 39. Jamestown 41 degrees. Grand Forks has some light rain and 40 at this hour. Cloudy and 42 in Fargo. Stanley at 43, Tioga at 43, Dickinson, Sydney, Montana, 46, Miles City, Montana, 44 degrees down South Dakota, Mobridge, 47, Aberdeen, 43, 41 in Watertown on the Minnesota side, Fergus overcast at 41, 45 in overcast in Thief River, rain showers in both Detroit Lakes and Alexandria, 48 in Alex, 43 in Detroit Lakes. 10 to 4 the hour. Wrapping up our conversation with the North Dakota Petroleum Council's Ron Ness. And your last chance to get a question or comment for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our toll-free telephone numbers. Let's talk a little bit about the 1 million barrel per day threshold, which I know is circled for a event and celebration in Tioga at Mesa Consulting next month. I want to focus, obviously, on next week's Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, but right after that, we'll focus on a pretty extraordinary milestone. Do we know if we're there yet, Ron, by the way?
Scott, I don't know if we're there yet. We will check at the end of May and see what the operators are. Of course, the data to the state is always 2 months in delay, but we'll be able to reach out to the operators and figure out where we're at. I suspect we're either going to reach that amount in May or maybe in June, but it's imminent. We are going to reach that threshold, and there are significant implications of reaching that threshold when you look at where that puts us in the world, and we'll have that data compiled by the time we have our million barrels celebration in Tioga on June 25th.
All right, so circle that date on your calendar, June 25. What is the significance of it? When you reach that milestone, what does it mean?
Well, that's the information that we will have compiled and we'll be releasing it about that time.
But, you know, it puts you on a different level, just in the whole worldwide oil play, right?
It does. It's really, when you sit back and you kind of look at that and you try and figure out what that means and where it puts you in the terms of what's happened in the world in terms of oil production, it's pretty amazing.
You know, I had a conversation with some folks I really enjoy a great deal, but they were pushing back against the term celebration about a million barrels a month. So how do you celebrate that? And they were coming out from their perspective of, again, their way of life, vastly different today than it is. And, you know, not sort of the typical critics, if you will, but folks that just love the state, love where they live, and say, you know, how do you celebrate that? What do you say to some folks that just find themselves with the life very different and have a hard time celebrating something like a million barrels a month?
Well, our theme for that day is a million barrels, a million thanks. So certainly, you know, we recognize that when we discovered oil in North Dakota, it was world news. When we reached 50,000 barrels, it was big news, and we had a million barrels of North Dakota production, it was news. So 50-year anniversary, it was news. So all of those things, I think, are significant news. And events like this come by very rarely. And certainly what we're trying to get across is that the uniqueness of the Bakken, this is a world-class resource. And we have to think world-class in everything that we do and how we look at reinvesting back into the West, because this is a long-term oil play. It's going to have significant oil production. We have to think of it in the big terms of, are we doing it right? We are sometimes fortunate or unfortunate to be at the learning curve of oil shale for the world. It's happening right here. We're the ones that are learning the good lessons, the hard lessons, and it's up to all of us to figure out how to do this right. And we're gonna take lumps as you see and hear about every day and every week. But we are doing something here that's gonna have a significant impact not only on the United States but the world as we figure out how to extract this resource and put it to work for us.
Great theme. Million barrels, million thanks, because there's certainly a lot of thanks to go around and a lot of opportunity for discussion. And I continue to say I think the biggest need out of all the things we go through on the laundry list is just that sense of community, which every day gets a little closer to reality, you know, where folks talk about moving their families here and about being here for a long time and pools getting built and water parks and, you know, new schools and all things that contribute to a sense of community. And day by day, it seems like it's getting better, doesn't it, Ron?
Scott, I want to, before we wrap up, I want to give a plug for our Bakken Education Sessions, which will be held next Tuesday, May 20th, in the ballroom at the Ramcota Hotel. These are free and open to the public. We're going to have two of them, 90-minute sessions, one starting at 1:30 and one starting at 3:30. These are new additions to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference this year. We anticipate that we'll have a good crowd for these, as we have Kathy Nesset, who is our world-famous geologist who should be out educating the world every day because she's so good at it, talking about about geology and about fracking and all those things. So Tuesday, May 20th, 1:30 and 3:30, free Bakken education sessions, and certainly anyone else wanting to register for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference can do so. We are ramping up our activity and our preparation for it.
We're days away. WBPCND.org. Find a link from NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, thank you. We're out of time, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.